So, Mark, what about the issue of the patient with an ALK-positive tumor progressing on a crizotinib, assuming a trial of LDK or another therapy were not available?
Well, I mean, if they're clearly progressing and they need some form of effective therapy, I think the second generation agents are of great interest, but we don't always have access to those. If I'm going to treat them, I think I revert back to, platinum-based doublets. Here, the preferred agent is pemetrexed. I don't know why these patients shouldn't get bevacizumab if it's indicated in this population. The Southwest Oncology Group is going to do this trial. It's been approved. I'm not quite sure where it is, but they are going to randomize patients on crizotinib with ALK disease that when they progress, they're either going to switch to pemetrexed as a single agent versus add pemetrexed to crizotinib. So that's the trial. My concern about that trial, even though it was approved by the steering committee, is twofold. One, many of these patients are not one drug patients. They're platinum doublet people. And that was a big discussion, but ultimately, when you rule by committee, what ended up is it would be pemetrexed single agent. And secondly, is the rise of the second generation ALK inhibitors. The perception is that these are kind of knockout drugs in these patients. They're, for instance, LDK is 50-fold more potent than crizotinib. Let's face it, crizotinib was really started as a MET drug. It just got off on the ALK exit, based upon an observation that
And the ROS exit.
Yeah, and that was great because it came to market. And in fact, now we're doing some MET studies with it again. But no one ever thought that crizotinib was the best ALK inhibitor
So
at
I
this
kind of
point.
was waiting for you to say the third arm was one of these next generation
No,
agents,
there is no third
because it kind of doesn't seem
Right.
like that attractive to put a
Well,
patient on that
this is
study.
why I'm concerned that that cooperative group trial may accrue very slowly or may not meet its accrual.